the least qualified man here tonight. Thank you.
When Joe Biden tells you who is he is, believe him the first time. He was, in fact, the least qualified person. So I was fumbling around with my headphones and changing my audio feed there until the last moment. You know how it is. So I thought authority always win. A lot of that going on all over the country these days, huh? You see, who is it in a county here in the Washington area going to be paying people $1,000 each to be vaccinated? $1,000 each to be vaccinated. Because, you know, they want everybody to be vaccinated, so they're going to pay $1,000 each to be vaccinated. And then what's the first question that emerges? What if you're already vaccinated? That's the question that people ask right away. And they say, well, we'll give you $1,000 too. If you've already been vaccinated, we'll give you $1,000 too. And there you go. And in San Francisco, they're fixing to pay people criminals. Isn't that right, Victor? They're fixing to pay criminals to not commit crimes. Now, you know, really have to pay criminals to not commit crimes. Isn't that, shouldn't that be, that's a shakedown of some kind, isn't it? I think that's definitely a shakedown of some kind. Amazing things that we see going on all over the place. But it really is because that the Biden White House is throwing in the Democrats in Congress. They're throwing around trillions and trillions of dollars, like they're nickels, you know, to the homeless or something. Here, have a nickel. And it's another $1 trillion. They got another big bill coming along. What is that, $5 trillion or $6 trillion that they're... And we haven't even gotten to that yet. And everywhere you go around the Washington area, there are new stoplights going in and new crosswalks going in and new this going in and new that. Just amazing. Yeah, Anne Arundel County. That's what they call it. They call it Anne Arundel County. You know, after Anne Arundel of the famous Arundel family. And the Anne Arundel County announces vaccine incentive program. That's what they're calling it. And, you know, $1,000 each for everybody. Why not? Just $1,000. Because, you know, they want you to be vaccinated. So, and then they short circuit the whole thing. You know, people saying, well, what about me? I already got vaccinated. Well, you too. We'll give it to you too, because we're just rolling in other people's money here. It's a classic example of liberalism and what they call generosity. Generosity. They're very generous. They always have been with other people's money. OPM, other people's money. Quite remarkable. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here. And remarkable times. We have now how many of the flag officers, retired generals and admirals, have signed on to a letter calling for Thoroughly Modern Millie and Lloyd Austin to resign because of their splendiferous handling of the Afghanistan withdrawal. And now, I looked last night, more than 220 retired admirals and generals, a.k.a. flag officers, because when you're a general, you get a flag with a one star, and then you get two stars, you have a flag with two stars, and so on. You see how it goes from there. All of these now hundreds, and it's still not being covered by the news media. Not like when those 50 phony, baloney, corrupt John Brennan, penitentiary face Brennan, and, you know, Dana Bash's ex-husband, the lawyer who was a political appointee, they signed the letter, 50 of them, saying that those New York Post stories about Hunter Biden's laptop and emails where, you know, the big guy gets 10% of the Chinese deal. It was the Chinese deal he got 10% of, right? And it's because, you know, everybody gets a piece of their pie, and it's the Biden pie. And so the news media went crazy over that. Oh, 50 former intelligence officials have signed a letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop stories and email stories, which incriminate the entire Biden family, James Biden, Joe Biden, big guy, and of course, Hunter, the crackhead stripper knocker-upper, incriminates him. And the phony 50 intelligence corrupt, James Comey, was Comey in there? I don't think he was in there. John Brennan was in there, penitentiary face. And the news media thought this was the second coming of the Ten Commandments or something. It was very big news. Now more than 220 retired admirals, and they were all retired phony intelligence people, political appointees like Jeremy Bash, and who was a temporary lawyer at the CIA. Most important part of his career there was his parking space, pretty good parking space. And that's it. Never did any actual intelligence work or anything, just did some political stuff. But he signed on, and the news media very impressed. Now, flag officers, actual career military officers, sign on, and the news media just, what letter? What's a flag officer? They want to know, first of all. Remarkable things. CNN, big headline yesterday. I was marveling at this one. White supremacists. Praise of the Taliban takeover concerns U.S. officials. I'm sorry, what? This is the Biden Justice Department and Merrick Garland and the clowns in the White House changing the subject back to their favorite subject, which is they hate America and Americans and white people because they're racists. They always have been. They're the party of the Confederacy and Jim Crow. Now CNN carrying water for their friends in the White House. White supremacist praise of the Taliban takeover concerns U.S. officials. Another excuse for the media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, to change the discussion away from Afghanistan, which they don't want to talk about because they botched it so horribly and there are still Americans and allies stranded behind Taliban lines and they're not doing anything about it and they're having parades in Kabul with flag-draped caskets with American flags and British flags and French flags and NATO flags. And they're flying around Black Hawk helicopters. And that guy hanging from the helicopter, he was just having a good time. He was just, they're always after his lucky charms. He was going to hang a flag or something. This is what they're telling. No, that's what they do. It's carnival rides. So you can do the zipper, the tilt-a-whirl, or hang from the Black Hawk helicopter because they don't have the zipper and the tilt-a-whirl in Afghanistan. Remarkable things. Yeah. And also, speaking of corruption and Joe Biden and the phony baloney letter from the phony baloney 50 intelligence officials saying that phony baloney story that it looked like Russian intelligence, looked like Russian disinformation. No, it didn't. It looked like Hunter Biden's emails to his business associates who went on camera to talk about the emails that they shared and talk about how Tony Bobulinski. Amazing stuff. A lot of it, there was stuff about Ukraine. There was stuff about China. Interestingly, remember, President Trump was impeached because he had a phone conversation with the president of Ukraine. Well, the president of Ukraine was in the Oval Office yesterday meeting with lunch bucket Joe Biden. Burisma, the Ukrainian gas and oil company, paid Hunter Biden and his buddy, his business associate, about $1 million a year. For how long? About $1 million a year. $83,333 a month. And you do that times 12, you get almost $1 million a year. And Hunter Biden was getting this $1 million a year stuff. And then Joe Biden, Burisma was under investigation by the chief prosecutor in Ukraine. And Joe Biden went and threatened them when he was vice president and said, if you don't fire the prosecutor that's investigating corruption where the company where my son is being paid $1 million a year, then you're not going to get $1 billion in U.S. aid and U.S. guaranteed, yada, yada. And so they fired the prosecutor. And the news media in America didn't see that as a news story at all. But when President Trump raised an eyebrow and asked questions about it, that's when President Trump had to be impeached, right? And that's when the news media thought there was a big news story there, because that's our news media. That's what they do. That's what we're stuck with. We don't really have a legitimate news media. Delete, really. We don't have a legitimate news media in the United States of America. It's tragic. Also, when it comes to Joe Biden, talked about it a bit yesterday, the phone call that Joe Biden had with the now erstwhile president of Afghanistan, who fled, apparently, reportedly, with $169 million of our dollars, American taxpayer dollars, President Ghani. Joe Biden had a discussion with him and on the telephone, and just like the President Trump discussion with the Ukrainian president on the telephone, except Joe Biden told President Ghani that we were going to have to lie to the American people. We were going to have to lie a lot to the American people. And we're going to have to create a perception. And then General Thoroughly Modern Milley jumped into the action also. And he also was in on the scheme. And that's what it is, a scheme to deceive the American people by making false claims about the state of the Afghan military. And we have a transcript of the conversation. And the American news media just has no interest in this at all, because they're really not a legitimate fourth estate. They're not legitimate journalists at all. Are they? No, they're not. And I'll get into that today, because there are updates on that, too. Also, a secret White House official, finally an anonymous White House official leaking to somebody in the news media. The New York Post has the story. White House official literally horrified about Americans left behind in Afghanistan. And that's an interesting story all by itself. I have that for you today. Also, the Rasmussen polling people with a new poll out on Lunch Bucket Joe's performance. And that's what it is a performance. 52% of us, more than half of us, believe that Joe Biden should resign over the Afghanistan withdrawal. Nobody in the news media is in that 52%, interestingly enough. Not a cigarette. Resign now. 52% want Biden out. But this is a funny part of it, too. But fear that Harris would be worse. And that's because at least 52% of the American people have a lot of common sense and understand what's going on. And people, it's not 52% that think that Harris would be worse, but a significant percentage. And I'll get into those poll numbers as well. Remarkable stuff. Some in the media, but really only conservative media, have any interest in the truth. And, you know, it's funny, conservative media really doesn't toe the Republican Party line, because the Republican Party line is difficult to toe a great deal of the time, because they're elected officials, they're politicians and everything. And of course, because we've got Turtle Boy, you know, Mitch McConnell, Turtle Boy, and we've got Leo Gorsuch over there in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, who can't string a sentence together to save his life. And because of this and that, you know, the Republicans not getting the job done. Mitch McConnell shoots down question of Biden being impeached. There is talk of Biden being impeached over this conversation with former Afghan President Ghani, because he's scheming with Ghani to deceive the American people about Afghanistan, which he then proceeded to do, about how, you know, 300,000 strong Afghan army was going to stand up to the Taliban and nothing to worry about. It's going to take weeks. It's going to take months. And it took hours. And Tony Blinken, he went to Yale, telling us it's not like it's going to happen over a weekend from Friday to Monday. And then it happened over the weekend from Friday to Monday. I think he said that on Friday, right? And then it happened Friday to Monday. Isn't that right? That was Blinken, right? Blinken, stinking, and not. Now, McConnell, and so McConnell was asked a question yesterday about impeaching Biden over this phone call where he's scheming to lie to the American people just about war and peace and withdrawing from Afghanistan, nothing important or anything. And McConnell mumbled. Nobody could really hear him. But later on, we found out from a sign language interpreter or something that the idea of impeaching, and I was trading messages on this subject with my friend Marty yesterday afternoon. And I said, well, you know, listen, the Democrats, Pelosi control the House of Representatives. You'll never get past Pelosi in the House. An extremely corrupt woman, a dishonest and corrupt woman, doesn't believe in integrity or the Constitution or the rule of law, for that matter. Just politics, just pure politics. And, of course, we've got the lizard over in the Senate, Chuck Schumer. And McConnell said as much yesterday. Says, hey, look, what? So that was a little fast for McConnell. But he said the Democrats control the House and the Senate. He said, you know, win the House and the Senate next year. This is politics, right? And then we can talk about impeaching Joe Biden for the phone call he made last week. In the meantime, there are Republicans calling for the 25th Amendment to be invoked by the vice president and the cabinet to remove Joe Biden because he's mentally incompetent and because he lies to us all the time. But the Democrats, they like mental incompetence and lying. So that's not likely to go far either. just scratching the surface on some of the things we're going to get to today. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Jen Psaki dodging all the important questions at the White House briefing yesterday. White House press corps is pretty much okay with that. There are 30 Republican members of Congress calling on Biden to be impeached or have him resign. So we got that going for us. Not their Republican leadership. Oh, and the Democrats really bent out of shape, and that includes the Washington Post, about a pro-life bill passed in Texas. You know, the Democrats are anti-life, and the Supreme Court got involved. We've got that. Also, the Washington Post was very upset yesterday about a voting law passed by Texas. They really hate Texas. Let's go to the telephones now. You know, every day they've got something attacking Ron DeSantis and something attacking Greg Abbott because the Post sees them as a long-term threat to the Democrat Party. So they're starting early, downfield blocking for their party, the Democrat Party. Let's go to Alan, calling from Alexandria, Virginia. Alan, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, Alan.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
My question is about the upcoming 2022 and 2024 elections.
Mm-hmm.
I keep hearing, you know, Republican side, we're just gonna take everything because you know of the such dishonest Democrats, but with my question is, with all the dishonest tools and corrupt methods that are in place, how are we going to win the next elections?
Well, it's a perfectly fair question, and what it's rooted in is the lack of confidence that so many tens and maybe hundreds of millions of Americans have in all of our federal government systems and state government systems, and what we watched the last time around in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and more broadly in Pennsylvania, and what we saw in Georgia and Nevada and Arizona. And how are we going to do that? We're going to watch very, very closely. We're going to keep tabs on them. We're going to try to uproot all of the provisions that were made in last year's elections because, you know, of the virus out of Wuhan, China. And the Democrats want to keep those all in place permanently, of course. And that's one of the things. I'll get into this Texas law, what they passed yesterday, and what the Democrats are upset about.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
We'll be right back. Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Rather. Remember Dan Rather? He falsified documents for 60 Minutes in an effort to smear George W. Bush. And he's got a Twitter account, as it turns out, and he's tweeting yesterday comparing Republicans to the Taliban again. Never mind all the Democrat Party suicide attackers that we've had in the United States. That's not really relevant to the Democrat Party's project. The Washington Post has a piece today on the rehabilitation of George W. Bush. Like, he needs rehabilitating. Barack Obama assassinated American citizens without due process, spied on his political enemies, used the FBI, the CIA, the FISA courts to spy on his political enemies, altered documents, you know, all that good stuff. But no, it's George W. Bush that needs rehabilitation. No problem there. Also part of Barack Obama's legacy, which is not going to serve him or the world well, is Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a part of, clearly and obviously, of Barack Obama's legacy. He was Barack Obama's vice president for 8 years. Remember when they botched Iraq and the rise of ISIS, and he added 30,000 troops to Afghanistan, announcing when they would leave because he wanted to look all butch or something. Remarkable times we live in, no doubt about it. I was just talking to Alan, and he's talking about the elections of next year in 2024 and how you're going to win. And Alan expresses some skepticism that we can trust and rely on our system of electing our public officials. And, of course, Alan is not alone. Many millions of people feel the same way, that there is good cause to be skeptical, and I'm being ginger when it comes to the legitimacy of our elections. Has Stacey Abrams conceded yet? I don't think she has she? She hasn't conceded yet. But the Democrats, they want to make permanent, because, you know, that nothing comes closer to eternal life than a government program. When we had the woo last year of afflicting the planet because of the plague, you know, Chinese people playing with bats in the city of Wuhan, and now millions are dead because, Chinese people in the city of Wuhan and all that good stuff. And we changed a bunch of the laws to accommodate people in the woo. Well, people didn't want to come in and wait in line and all this stuff. So we created all kinds of things like drive-through jack-in-the-box style voting and sent out ballots to everybody at home and ballot harvesting. So you can go to apartment building lobbies and gather up all the what are obviously ballots. And you can go to nursing homes. You go to homeless shelters. People with vacation homes are getting ballots in states where they don't live, but they just visit. And there are all kinds of things like that that the Democrats think, what? No, this is great. This is democracy. This is what democracy looks like. That's not what democracy looks like. But the, drive-through 24-hour. The people in Texas yesterday, the front page of the Washington Post above the fold, Texas voting bill heads to governor. See, now, the Washington Post every day attacks Ron DeSantis in Florida, and every day they attack Greg Abbott in Texas. And they hate Texas because Texas is largely populated by people who enjoy freedom and the Constitution and the rule of law, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Some might even go to church on Sunday and things like that. Now, the people that run the Washington Post and the New York Times, they don't. And if they say, like, you know, some of them, like Joe Biden says he's Catholic, he just doesn't believe anything that Catholics believe because he's a politician. It's like buying a dog, saying you go to church for a lot of politicians. And then, like a lot of politicians, like Baby Doc Cuomo, when you leave the house, you leave the dog behind because you didn't really like the dog. It wasn't really your dog. But the Washington Post yesterday with the headline above the fold front page, Texas voting bill heads to governor. GOP legislators give final approval to strict rules. State Democrats fought. You remember, this is where the Democrats fled the state and came to Washington and got hookers and crack and, you know, had a good old time, partied like it's Hunter Biden's house. And a couple of typists for the DNC at the Washington Post typed up a story. The Texas legislature on Tuesday passed the final version of a Republican bill that will implement strict new voting rules, sending it to the governor's desk after months of intense partisan battling over how elections should be conducted in the state. The House approved the measure by a vote of 80 to 41. That's 80 to this pretty massive, like, landslide victory, 80 to 41. Because they sent a lot more Republicans to the State House than Democrats, with one Republican joining Democrats in opposition. The Senate followed several hours later with a party line 18 to 13 vote. Now, the votes were a win for Governor Greg Abbott. He had called two special legislative sessions as part of a long-running effort to pass the election measure, which will take effect in 3 months. After the Senate voted, Abbott, the governor there, said in a statement that he looks forward to signing the bill into law, adding that it will solidify trust and confidence in the outcome of our elections by making it easier to vote and harder to cheat. See, that's what the Democrats have been opposing. Making it easier to vote and making it harder to cheat. They want to make it easier to cheat. I'm from Chicago. I come from a Democrat Party family in Chicago, my step family in particular, that had been working as part of the Democratic political machine in Chicago for generations. And they'd tell all kinds of stories and laugh it up and, you know, brown liquor in glasses with ice clinking and talking about stealing it for Kennedy in 60, the state of Illinois, and Mayor Daley and all this stuff and the Democrat machine and the dead people showing up to vote and signing up tombstones. And that's all good fun in Chicago. Just don't mention that now because now they're pretending. So the Washington Post continued. Here's what they're outraged by. I was looking in the article for what they're outraged by. And they keep calling it the passage of the divisive legislation, latest sign of the impact of former President Donald Trump. Now, it's not really, that's not it at all. That has nothing to do with it, in fact. But here's what they complain about. This is what they're really upset about that has their panties in a wedge down at the Washington Post. These are the three things that they single out in the Washington Post, a very lengthy Washington Post piece. This is what they're angry about. The legislation bans drive-through and 24-hour voting. Now, wait a minute. Bans drive-through voting. So you can mail in a ballot. You can vote absentee. You can request an absentee ballot and vote in advance. Or you can show up at your polling place. But there's no more drive-through voting. Drive-through voting, you see. And no more 24-hour voting. Because some Democrats need to vote at 3:30 in the morning, and they need to drive up to do it. And they need to do it with ballots that were mailed to their house, whether the name on the ballot still lives there or not. Doesn't really matter to them. So this is what they're upset about. It bans drive-through and 24-hour voting. Listen to this. Here's another one they're upset about. They're angry about this. Gives partisan poll watchers more access. Partisan poll, so that means Republican and Democrat poll watchers will have more access. The Democrats want them to have less access. You may remember in Philadelphia where they put the boards up over the windows so the poll watchers couldn't see the vote count going on. And that rankled some people. Apparently not Democrats, because it was Democrats covering up the windows. Had it been Republicans covering up the windows and Democrat poll watchers outside the windows, well, that would be the end of our democracy, and that, you know, there have to be lynchings. Democrat Party's the party of lynching, too. And there have to be impeachments, and there have to be all kinds of things. So they're very upset about that. More access for poll watchers. Now, they use the word partisan. All poll watchers are partisan. Always have been. So really, you don't need the word partisan there in the Washington Post piece. It provides more access to poll watchers who are always partisan. And some are Republican and some are Democrat. And maybe there are even some independent poll watchers. Now, here's the rest. Here's the rest that they're upset about. And it adds new criminal penalties for those who break voting rules. Rules? Maybe a few more rules. What they're referring to there is voting laws. That is, people that violate the law, you see, having to do with voting. So they don't want more accountability. They don't want new criminal penalties for people that break voting laws. They want 24-hour voting and drive-through voting, because that's very important. And also, they want poll watchers to have less access. All right. And if you're caught cheating, they want the consequences to be lighter. They want them to be non-existent, actually. So when you say that you don't want strict rules for violating voting laws, I guess you want more people to violate voting laws, right? And when you don't want more access for poll watchers, I guess you don't want more access for poll watchers, which means you want more of it done without anyone, without any watchful eye, okay? So this is what the Democrats, this is what the Democrats all fled Texas for, the elected Democrats in the State House, and came to Washington, D.C. for the hookers and the hotel rooms and the per diem and all that stuff. And this is what the Washington Post is upset about. So 24-hour voting, drive-through voting. Democrats insist on that. They want less access for poll watchers. They want fewer criminal penalties for people that break the law. And this is it. That's it. That's all there is to it. That's what the Washington Post is really upset about yesterday. On the front page of the Post. And that's it. Very lengthy piece. But those are the objections they have. And those are the things that the Democrats fled the state over. Okay? Because that's the thing. And I was talking to my best girl. She's, subject to a lot of this living with me and everything. But we were talking about how Democrats don't want to have voter ID because they say people of color don't have IDs. That's the soft bigotry of low expectations. You know, black people don't have driver's license like everybody's Leon Spinks or something. And that's just not true, of course. But the Democrats go around saying that it's true, that POC, that's what they like to say for people of color, BIPOC, which is repetitive and redundant and unnecessarily duplicative. And they say that BIPOC, this is what they like to call people because everybody, it's a race for everything. And they don't have photo IDs, so couldn't possibly ask people for photo IDs just for something like voting because, you know, you're going to, like, rent a VHS tape. They don't really do that anymore, but you got to have a photo ID. You got to have photo ID to do everything, except in Democrat world to vote. And the explanation for this is because people of color don't have photo IDs because apparently they're not up to the task of having a photo ID, people of color. Only white people, Asian people do fine, I guess. But black people in particular, they say, don't have photo ID. And apparently a lot of Hispanic people, too. Okay? That may have, like, your Social Security card. I kid. So we were talking about this, and I said, well, maybe this is why Democrats, I figured something out, I guess. They talk about how more black people are pulled over by the police. And I started putting the pieces together, and I think I might have figured something out here. It's a hypothesis I'm working on. I can't say that it hasn't been peer reviewed yet, but it could be that the police officers pulling over black people are all Democrat police officers. See? Now, why is that? Why would you say that, Chris? Because Democrat police officers believe that black people driving by don't have a driver's license. See? See how that works? That's because they're Democrats, and the Democrats all believe black people don't have driver's licenses. So naturally, if you're a police officer, you see a black person driving by. If you're a Democrat, you think they don't have a driver's license. Does that make sense? Yeah, that makes a certain amount of sense. Makes good sense. You know it does. We're at 888-630-9625. 888-630. It's a Democrat thing. You wouldn't understand. See, that's how that works. because only Democrats think that Republicans don't think that black people don't have a driver's license. So that's one of the differences between the two parties. We figure everybody has a driver's license or a photo ID of some kind. You live in Manhattan, you live in New York, maybe you don't own a car, take public transportation all the time, don't need a driver's license, you still need a photo ID. You have, you have a job, but you don't have a photo ID. You collect welfare because you don't have a job, you got to have a photo ID. You got to have a photo ID for, you have a bank account, you got to have a photo ID. You're applying for anything, for a job or for government assistance. You need a photo ID. Everybody has a photo ID. Go ask any homeless person for their photo ID. They'll pull it out of the sleeve in their iPhone because that's what goes on in America. Also, today's front page of the Washington Post lead story, Texas imposes abortion ban at 6 weeks. Providers seek high court intervention is the subheadline. Statute, nation's most restrictive, is direct test of Roe. Roe, that's Roe versus Wade, and their favorite Supreme Court decision. And they say that after 6 weeks, abortion becomes illegal in the state of Texas. And they say, and the whole news media establishment went crazy yesterday because they love nothing more than abortion. And Roe versus Wade, these are their favorite things. It's like they were singing, these are a few of my favorite things. They'd have to change the words because really it's Roe versus Wade and abortion. And after 6 weeks, the Texas law now bans. And actually, the Supreme Court did get involved, sort of. And there are some angry libs. And John Roberts sided with the libs. The Chief Justice of the United States sided with the three libs in dissenting. But it was still a 5-4 situation. And it's not like the case was ruled on the merits or something. But they didn't take up the case. This has the news media very upset indeed, because the thing they love most is Roe versus Wade. Also, you know, it gives them a chance to stop talking about Afghanistan and a chance to attack Greg Abbott. And they attacked Greg Abbott and Texas on the front page of The Washington Post yesterday. And they attacked Texas and Greg Abbott again on the front page of The Washington Post today. The political cartoon today on the editorial page is attacking Governor DeSantis because it's not a newspaper. It's a Democrat Party press release owned by the richest man in the world, Dr. Evil.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
There are more crazy stories today than usual, I think. Having to do with school teachers. Got an update on one of the crazy teachers talked about yesterday. Antifa and Pledge Allegiance to the Rainbow Flag and all kinds of stuff. Vice President at the Nationals, the baseball club in Washington, D.C., resigns because they're requiring him to get the COVID vaccine and he doesn't want to. And they said, well, then you got us, so he resigned. Well, we'll get to that. Let's go to the telephones right now. We're at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Dan calling from Leesburg, Virginia. Daniel, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, thanks for taking my call. Man, you're a hero of mine. hey, I just have I have some conversation because I think drive-through voting is actually a brilliant idea if and only if it is managed exclusively by Chick-fil-A. It will be organized. It will be fun for the whole family. And it'll be fast and active.
And delicious.
Maybe you'll even get some. Yes, and delicious. and it will be their pleasure. And maybe you'll get some free waffle fries if you take the exit poll on the way out. So I think they should reverse that and let Chick-fil-A manage the voting.
The waffle cut fries are the best. Now, I can foresee a huge problem, Dan, with the Democrats, that the Democrats are going to have with this. And that is that Chick-fil-A's are closed on Sunday. See, and the Democrats all vote on Sunday, apparently, because last time around, they're like, what happened to Sunday vote? We got to have 24-hour Sunday voting drive-through without an ID with mail-out ballots. Otherwise, our democracy is dead. We've got to have, and you're absolutely right. If Chick-fil-A ran it, it would be run much more efficiently than apparently these Democrat jurisdictions where they've always got lines around the corner. You notice, Dan, that every time you got a line that takes 8 hours, it's always Democrats. That it's a Democrat district with Democrats in line and Democrats inside. And apparently they can't run, like a dog and pony show to save their lives. But you see, they demand Sunday voting. And you know, the Democrats, they like to go not to white churches, but they tell you they go to black churches on Sunday, and they gather people up and have buses outside and hand out ballots and bring people to polling places. Now, if a Republican goes to a church and says anything, they start screaming it's a violation of church and state and the separation of church and state, because were it not for double standards,